This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Public Lands Council is accepting rolling submissions for research funding. We'll have more right after this.
Thomas Rhett, live in concert. Half of me. August 13th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Don't miss a night out with this country music superstar. With over 20 number one hits. Thomas Rhett with special guest Priscilla Block. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Thomas Rhett live.
The Public Lands Council last week announced a rolling notice of funding availability that accompanies the existing grant funding process for fiscal year 2025. This two-track process allows individuals and organizations to submit proposals at any point during the year to be evaluated on an as-received basis. PLC will also maintain the traditional call for involvement through issuance of requests for proposals that address specific PLC needs and objectives throughout the year. Both types of funding availability support partnership and research capacity that address unique needs of federal lands, ranchers, and the grazing community. Both RFPs and any rolling submissions must meet PLC's guidelines for distribution and any other associated requirements. The collective knowledge of public lands ranchers is immense, and it's critical we invest in supporting this conventional and historical knowledge with data and peer-reviewed work, PLC President Mark Rober said. Our past investments show that these investments bear fruit. Before the landmark Greater Sage-Grouse Study by the University of Idaho, ranchers knew but didn't have long-term data to prove that livestock production had supported grouse populations for decades. After 10 years of investment, the final study demonstrated that grazing is protective and supportive for grouse populations and wider habitats. Utilizing a rolling submission process for applications of this kind will help streamline the proposal process and provide wider opportunities for people doing good work to seek PLC's support. With more than 22,000 public land ranchers maintaining over 250 million acres of U.S. public land, livestock production and grazing on federal lands contributes to the economic and social sustainability of America's rural communities. For more information, visit publiclandscouncil.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.